KFAS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. OSHA is investigating Michaels Underground Cable Incorporated after an occupational fatality that happened Saturday morning on Washington Island. 27-year-old James Terrell of Fond du Lac was killed when he contacted an energized line during recovery efforts from last week's tornado. Caitlin McWilliams, the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Discover Oshkosh, says the organization and other businesses are collecting for Bare Essentials Drive for the Women's Fund.
So you can bring in shampoo, deodorant, feminine products, and women and girls underwear. That's the items that they're looking to be donated, but we also have received a variety of other things that obviously are Bare Essentials and will definitely be great items to have.
The drive to benefit women and girls at the Tiny House Village and the Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh continues through June 13th. See our story at WISS.FM. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the Players Union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
You do look forward to that time off because in reality, we don't get a lot of time off.
Right.
But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, I think you got to keep the main thing, and, you know, football is the main thing.
Baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelly came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Our very special guest in our Veterans Spotlight is John Kaler, Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. And I was a part of that, John. What a wonderful job you guys do out of Gamey County, Winnebago County, Calumet Counties, all the different counties coming together every couple of months, basically, to just really, hey, let's just break some bread and talk here. How can we help each other? You guys have great synergy in that area with your different organizations. What would your actual title be, John?
I'm not sure. I guess I'd be a chairman of the board and president and treasurer and everything. It's very, very non-political, non-bureaucratic, and the mission is very simple. We get together four times a year in different places, have a 20-minute speaker, and we meet, we introduce ourselves, we give one or two things that are going on, and essentially, that's it. Our mission is to
help veterans
build relationships.
And there's so much going on, and sometimes it is a little siloed. And yeah, I mean, we love supporting the veterans, but veterans love supporting other veterans. I mean, the camaraderie there is so strong. And to bring these, well, how many, 12, 13 different organizations together just to say, this is what we're doing with the, just something, you know, the honor flight, or this is what we're doing with the Vietnam Memorial. And I think that's important. That gets exchanged. The media doesn't cover that. I mean, Johnny and I are doing our best to get the word out on things going on, but what a great organization you put together.
Well, thank you. We're very happy, very pleased with the way that it's turned out. And one of the things that we've got is the County Veteran Service Officers right, look at that as a point to connect. And we've got Fond du Lac County now and Waupaca County as well attending. And we've had Brown County as County Veteran Service Officers down too. So.
But it's just really great. I'm just looking at these all friends of mine, Josh Andretti, Don Carper, Tim Cody, Dave Holst, you, Diane McDonald, Stu from the Veterans Museum. I mean, you've got just a great, stellar cast there of people putting this together. And again, the bottom line, help veterans.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that's a good cross-section. And we're finding here with having that, we're able to really get the important parts out. And we're going to do something big that involves everybody. Everybody hears the same thing. They get a flyer and can ask questions. So, yeah, it's working very well.
And your Steve Covey quote is, like, spot on, right? You know, what he says about synergy is better than your way or my way. It's our way.
And that's something that may not be really internalized. Like you said, in the veteran community there, I think everybody wants to be a leader. They have their own chapter and they want to be, geez, if it's not invented here, it's probably not a good idea. Yeah. There's ego. There's, you know, everybody wants to be a leader. And so we've been able to break that down a little bit.
Yeah, you're synergistic. I think it's awesome.
And then you guys also have the other meetings I used to go to was on Tuesday nights. It used to be at the, what was the supper club that closed? Or supper club. It was a classic place in Appleton. Legendary place.
American Inn?
No. We held our dinner there. That big.
Oh, the Grand Meridian.
The Grand Meridian. Grand Meridian.
Yeah.
That's still open, isn't it?
No, it's they closed it. It's I think it's a church now. Yeah.
What am I thinking?
That
of?
Was legendary there.
Yeah.
That was okay, there for a long time.
It's only been about a year, I think, since it closed.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's how much I know. Okay.
Yeah. but it's good. I mean, what I'm saying is you guys communicate. You guys all communicate, all your different. And even like the Friday morning breakfasts, the vets' breakfasts. I know it moved from where it was, but free breakfast for vets, Jim.
Isn't that nice?
And you'd have these veteran advocates doing the cooking the scrambled eggs, doing the stuff right there, sweating in the kitchen type stuff. Free breakfast. And for some of these guys, one of the gentlemen, I don't know if he still comes there,
Arden Matisse.
How old is Arden?
Arden is going to be 100 in July.
Okay.
And World War II, he was the nose gunner on a B-24 Liberator.
On the worst mission of the war.
Yes, that was in the Polsi.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Romania.
He lost over 600 guys on one mission.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible guy.
Incredible. And he's going to be 100 years old.
Yeah. And just an
and he still comes to the breakfast. Still drives himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I like about what you're doing and what you're leading this whole consortium is we worry a little bit about veterans' mental health. Sometimes they struggle, and they really are more honest and open with each other, and you give them that opportunity.
There is that connection. Veterans like talking to veterans, and what we've found here is it's not only this quarterly meeting, but they kind of break off and hey, let's get together for lunch on this, and I want to talk about this and that. And I mean, you don't have to be Einstein to create something like this, but you do have to have some discipline and stick-to-itiveness, and you're really very proud of the way that this is really kind of stuck together. A lot of businesses have stepped up and helped us as well.
Well, like I was talking about the breakfast that they do, and we've had them on the show here, but some of those guys, you know, they're widowers, and that's their main social activity that they have literally for the week. And that's really important to them.
And I think one of the things, that they've set up is the beauty of they've got these women that absolutely love serving and cooking for these veterans. So it's just a perfect situation. And
I was the barista for a while.
You were?
Yeah, I made the coffee.
I remember that.
You remember? Yeah.
It lasted, an hour?
The line was pretty long because somebody got, hey, where'd you serve? Right. Oh, hey, did you remember?
Yeah, where'd you go to school?
And then it'd be like a line of seven guys.
All you had to do was hit the button, John. You did a great job.
But I'd be yes, a lot too.
Yeah.
Hey, John, another thing, though, too, as far as with the way you guys help veterans like that, you know, a lot of the VFWs are struggling to keep their charters, you know, because of membership. A lot of the young veterans kind of did their own thing, it seems like. But you guys make a concerted effort to tell those guys, hey, we might be Vietnam era veterans, but we want you guys to be a part of this. It's a brother and sisterhood that you won't find anywhere else. How are you doing with inroads with something like that?
Well, in the consortium here, we have people that Arden's been to some of our meetings, and then we have people that are just recently discharged. We have 50% female. We have Chinese veterans. We have Hmong veterans. We have African-American veterans. And we try to get them, in and sit at different tables and share ideas and thoughts. And much of the meeting there, at least an hour every session here, is devoted just to socializing, connecting, and networking. And I think that's really where the power is.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
And when you talk about there's the individual groups, something else that you're helping with is this duplication of effort. Sometimes that happens. And everybody's heart is in the right spot, but it's like, wait a minute, that's kind of being done over here a little bit. And for you to...
Absolutely. And that was one of the things I looked at. I mean, I've been involved in tons of things with veterans. And I thought, geez, what is there something? Is there something that's a need that's not being met? And yes, it was. We're not connecting. And that always kind of bothered me, you know, because everybody's got their own ego and, you know, and they their own leadership. And why not share some of the stuff that and synergize and connect on a lot of these? And we're finding that's happened more and more now.
John, you mentioned something, maybe you mentioned it, Jim, both of you guys, about veterans talking to veterans. And I've got two very, very, very close Marine veteran friends from Vietnam. And when we go out for lunch, you know, normally I'm a talker. I just sit back and just keep my mouth shut pretty much and let them just talk.
Wow, I got to invite those guys
in here. Because I'm just spellbound to these vets to vets. But the thing is, and, you know, both Marines, same exact experiences with DIs and everything like that. But I was talking to one of my friends the other night about that, and he said, you know, he said, it's funny, because we went to the O'Connell Falls ceremony for Memorial Day, and one of my buddies was speaking, Chuck, and my buddy said, you know, so, things like this, they're great, But boy, you start getting memories back again of certain things. He said, some of that stuff just won't go away.
Yeah.
That's what people don't realize, right, John? And you've dealt with so many veterans and Vietnam vets. And some of that stuff just won't go away no matter how hard they try.
It changes everybody. And a lot of, I think sometimes I never realized that I was thought so much differently than a lot of other people did. And your military experience kind of makes it that way. No one else has really been through a lot unless you're another veteran. So that's where the end of the counseling helps and the connecting with other, you know, brothers and sisters.
One thing I just want to mention, because I don't want to let this lapse, Jim, just one quick second. Veteran suicide. That's been such a hot button topic. Where are we at with that battle?
I think it's gotten better. There's certainly a lot of awareness out there and a lot of people working hard. I lost my own brother to suicide. He was a Vietnam veteran in 2005. So something like that is very close to me. And that's primarily one of the reasons why I am so involved in veteran stuff. And there's a lot of counseling and things like that that are beneficial. But you look at some of the informal programs that volunteers are doing, and Vets and Friends is a great example. Mm-hmm. One-on-one counseling is very, very nice. But that's social. The time I was there, it was 180 people there. And they're talking and having fun and connecting and telling stories. And that kind of thing prevents them. It gets them out of the house, away from their computer and their TV so that they can focus on things that are important and have a good life. And that's good therapy.
And I was going to say, I think for some people who haven't done that, they're still sitting at home and kind of on the internet or kind of on TV. Johnny hosted a thing at the Brown County Fair, and veterans got up and talked. And I just think they felt really good after talking. Yeah. And I think people who were there listening may say, you know what, I need to get reconnected. Because you were connected so tight when you served, right? I mean, that was just a brotherhood, and then you kind of lose a little bit of that. So to encourage people to try an event or go to an event.
Just talk.
Great.
Just get out and talk.
Yeah.
Some of these kids, you know, I shouldn't call them kids, but some of these young vets that I've talked to about for the book I'm working on, and they're like, I just can't talk about it. They still, you know what I mean? There's still some unresolved. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
It's interesting. We did this Reflections of Vietnam program.
Which is phenomenal.
The guys get up and they share their story. And some of these guys couldn't even say their own name in front of a group. And here they're spilling. They're talking for 5 minutes about some of the things they went through 50 years before. And some of the wives are in the audience and say, he's never talked about that before, but he's talking about it now. So it's very, very powerful. It's a catharsis.
I've even gotten lots of grandkids type things saying, you wrote the book and my dad or my grand, we had no idea. We had no idea Grandpa, stormed the beaches of Normandy or something.
Yeah,
But those World War II, they came back, they got a job, they got married, and they just put their nose down and plowed through it.
Yep, exactly.
So I was going to say that interview that you did, John, at Brown County, I mean, once you asked a few questions, they got talking. And I felt really happy for them because I think they were a little apprehensive, but then they really got going. And
actually, you'll be proud of this, John. Jim and I and Todd and Amanda, what we did, that was at Duck Creek VFW that day, and we did a 2-hour special with those people. We won second place in the Major Market Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are really easy to talk to, though, too. I mean, that makes a difference, though.
But we went to the big banquet in Madison.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're very happy about that. But, I mean,
John, could you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay. Normally, your segment would be up here, but this is too interesting and too important. Is that okay, Todd? Awesome.
All right.
Okay. We're going to set our quick break. Back right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. We're with John Kaler for our Veteran Spotlight this week, Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. He does so many things. He's a Vietnam Marine veteran. He does so many things for veterans. It's mind-boggling throughout the Fox cities.
I just want to say before I got a couple questions for you, but you can tell you're a leader. I mean, I've just met you today, but you talk about the leadership you learned in the military. That's pretty obvious. Thanks for sharing that and keeping it. And
I kind of gravitate to that role, yeah.
Well, you do it in a nice way, though. You're not like the drill instructor you had. I think you're more of a...
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah, it's true. Say, you have meetings coming
and
up.
And he's not even running for real.
No, he's I'm not. Good. No, there you go.
When you were thinking about us veterans, I'd like to get together. Even though we're from different disciplines, we just really like to get together and share with each other. I'm like, that's not true in politics.
No.
Never see him again. We're okay. The meetings you have coming up, I want you to talk about a little bit about some of these things and a little format of the meetings. But then you do other things, too. I mean, this Let's Go Fishing. I just share with our listeners all you do.
Yeah, there are a group of people that sponsor fishing trips,
right.
And there's a lot of them, and oftentimes they go unfilled because veterans don't know about it. And it's one of the things we're working on. I give it a slide, and I put it up on the thing and say, hey, you know anybody wants to go fishing, even if they're not here in the meeting? Well, I had a line on four Brewer tickets for today, the Cubs game
at
12 o'clock. So I sent out a note. I got 250 people, 5 minutes. They were gone and utilized.
You
had some tickets, too, for me one time.
Well, Todd, remember you gave those to me for a big event in Oshkosh.
What was that?
I don't remember, but they said, hey, if you have any veterans that would like to go to it. And I called John, and John took care of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we communicate that way and build these relationships. We're going to meet now two more times this year, once at the Outagamie County Courthouse and then again at Thrivent Insurance in November. And actually, the Fox Valley Veterans Council sets some money aside for us every year, but I call restaurants and different places and stuff, and they say, hey, this really sounds like a nice thing. We want to get involved. Wow. So they donate. Texas Roadhouse has been very good, Papa John's and some of the other ones.
And that's open to any veteran? Or tell me about because I want you to go through the format. Your meetings seem like they're pretty efficient, but again, looking at you, and I think you probably run a pretty efficient meeting.
Actually, yeah. We had, we do.
They do. I've been there. Can I tell you who are the most interesting people? And I want you to put me in touch with them for my book that I've ever heard speak was the Hmong guests you had that day.
They would love to have you, and they're still coming. They come to every single meeting.
Please hook me up with them.
Yeah.
These guys were great, Jim.
Yeah, they really are. And sometimes overlooked. They don't have a DD-214, and they've been overlooked for benefits, but that's kind of changing now. So in answer to your...
Got a quick thing here. Please say hi to John from Kathy and Jeff Orlovsky. He is an amazing man and does so much for the veteran community. Yeah. We appreciate him so very much. Have a great day, John.
Yeah. That's very nice. And I'm sorry, your question was...
The meetings. The meetings. Open, and who are they open to? And then a little bit more of the format.
They're open, actually open, and that's one of the takeaways I'd like people to remember here. If they would like to come, if they're from Green Bay, that's fine. We get them from Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Wausau. They come to see what we're doing, and then oftentimes just take back the formula and kind of work it through. People, if they're in a VSO, Veteran Service Organization, they're an officer, we let two people come from every organization. In Appleton, we have Levens and Cots and Pillars and some of the social service things, Josh from DVA, yep, and some of those other ones. So, and other people, as long as you're veteran-centric, guitar, right, for vets, horse riding for veterans, and they're all welcome. We do limit the introduction to 90 seconds. And for some people, that was really incredibly hard. And we say now that if you take longer than that, the only one that's interested in listening to what you're saying is you. So we need to kind of.
But you mentioned Cots and Pillars. And for people in Green Bay that don't know what they are, they're homeless shelters, basically. Yep. Jim works at a homeless shelter here.
A new community, and we have veterans there.
Okay.
And, it saddens me to see them there, but then again, I'm glad we have a place for them. And they are some of the nicest, and you talk about bringing leadership because, you know, we're always working to make things better there. And they have, I think we have 6 or 8 dedicated rooms for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Just great people, and I love sitting and talking to them. I mean, they're like talking to each other, but they're also pretty open about talking with
me. You know, and most vets don't want a handout. They want a hand up.
Yep.
And, you know, I needed a hand up, and
you got it and it worked?
It got it and it worked, yeah. And and there's so many good people in this area. I mean, Northeast Wisconsin, we have so many charitable people that really care.
And how do we contact you? I mean, what if someone is listening and say, look, I want to get into this?
They can call me. If I can give you my phone number,
it
is 920-858-3310. And anybody that's interested in joining us or sponsoring a lunch, usually the lunches are
very good.
Yeah, they're very. Were you at the one that Texas Roadhouse
did?
Yes,
I was.
That was supreme. They go all out, and they're going to be sponsoring another one.
That's a great company.
Oh my God, they do so many things for veterans.
Well, John, one other thing, I just have to ask this: as normal, I shouldn't say normal people between me and Jim, but as civilians,
far from
as civilians, what can we do to help our veterans, and not just honor? We're always going to honor, but just to kind of help some of these veterans.
You know, I think, you know, thank you for your service is kind of a phrase. And I know most people really, really mean it and very sincere. It's a bit overused, but I mean, some people still really appreciate it. I think to have the understanding and compassion for what veterans are going through, not only physically, but also mentally. I lost my hearing due to gunfire, and I get really frustrated with myself because I can't hear, but it bothers me when people, you know, kind of look at me and say, he's not hearing me very well. He's not hearing. If they knew some of the things that a lot of veterans have been through, they might be a little more sympathetic. And I don't want pity, but understanding.
And not only went through, but are still going through it.
And that's so true. And I didn't have it as bad as a lot of guys did. But, you know, some of these guys still every night, nightmares and things like that.
So. The one of the lowest points when I wrote my books, I never forget this one gentleman, World War II veteran. And this was the only time this ever really happened. But I was walking out, his wife was sitting on the porch having a cigarette. And I said, hey, thank you for the hospitality. I sure appreciate the time and everything. And she goes, you're not going to be here at 3 a.m, right? I said, what? Mm. She said, you're not going to be here at 3 a.m, are you? I go, no, why? She says, well, because he's going to be refighting the war again now.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So,
I felt bad about that.
Yeah.
That was the only one I've had like that, but still.
And I think people, civilians, can advocate for some of the legislation that comes up on occasion to, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see there's more help with some of the Well, Joe Alec, he added quite a few things.
Pits.
The burn pits.
It's so great. Yeah. That's a big issue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. And and I'm glad it's getting the notoriety that it has. You know, the other thing I think is we have a great VA system here.
Yeah.
That thing out of Milwaukee and the Green Bay Clinic and Appleton.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They are. That Green Bay Clinic is.
John Kaler, Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. Folks, if you have any issues veteran-wise,
Let us know, and we'll pass you on to John. John, you're a great man.
Very good. Thank you so much,
920-858-3310. That is John's number. We'll also put it on our website. Right, Todd?
Yep.
All right, great.
Back after this.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van and there. She took his ring.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Fond du Lac woman has been officially charged with trafficking her 12-year-old daughter and failing to prevent a sexual assault. 33-year-old Elia Antonio made her initial court appearance in Fond du Lac County Court Wednesday. Meanwhile, 31-year-old Juan Roca Mejia is charged with sexual assault, false imprisonment, and child enticement. According to the criminal complaint, Antonio sold her daughter to Roca Mejia for $250. Both are being held on a $1 million cash bond. Titletown's gearing up for a summer full of activities and programming. Jessica Dickhut, the events manager, says it kicks off with the Summer Fun Days Showcase on June 1st.
Just as the name of the event sounds, it is the showcase for everything coming this summer. And let me tell you something, we have a whole host of programs and events. So if you miss something one day, I can guarantee you we have something for you the next day.
The culmination of the Summer Fun Day Showcase will be a concert by Bebe Rexha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Pergetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll get our legal fix from Jim Santel as he previews his Saturday morning show, sure to focus on Trump trial closing arguments.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Mornings at 9. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Very special thanks to John Kaler, our Veteran Spotlight. How classy of a man is he?
Right. And boy, he learned those leadership skills, well, I don't know, what, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
And he, boy, he's got them today.
Yeah, just outstanding what he does for veterans in the Fox Valley. Jacqueline Frank, very special guest, National Railroad Museum. She was great. Ace champion, Good Buffalo event at the track tonight. Doors open at 6. The event starts at 7.
$10.
Yes. Great event. I want to ask you guys something, because Amanda and I were talking about it. We got that text in that they're going to have Pulp Fiction at the Tarleton.
Yes.
On the 26th, which is your anniversary show.
Oh, my gosh.
What if we did a night with you guys and our listeners at the Tarleton? They can come down, partake in it, and we'll give away a grand prize at the night. Anybody who comes down can qualify to win a prize, maybe get you guys to intro the show, that kind of thing.
And then Jim can finally see the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can handle it.
I don't know what. We got to watch.
I got to watch the whole movie. I don't like movies.
Jimmy Stewart always pops into the studio.
John, you know how I am.
I know how you are.
Come on. Leave early.
I know. You want to leave early.
This will be a station event, Jim. You'll have to stay the entire time.
All right. Hey, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This man right here has them in his house. Can't say enough good things about him.
Did you? You haven't driven by my house lately. I put the...
Actually, I have.
Have you?
Did
you see the flowers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been driving by a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy. I didn't think that was you.
Yeah, it's me.
But when we talked to Pella about putting our windows in, we said, look, we like flower boxes. And so they designed it so that you could even have flower boxes in front of your windows outside.
Designed them just for you type thing. I
mean, well, that's what they do.
Specialty type.
Well, they come in with their little computer and they give you, do you want this? And
that's awesome.
It is. I don't think it cost anything for them to come in and do the...
Well, they have free in-home consultations.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, free in-home consultations. And just go to PellaWI.com.
Yeah, and I think what people should do, and you don't have to... I think you should do it, especially with some of the financing packages they have today that they didn't have when I bought them, to have them come in and, like I said, the payback, I mean, it's really up to... Well, I don't know what your heat bills are or your air conditioning bills are, but that was a great investment. And spend some money on our house because you have to. You buy an old house that's 100 years old, 110 years old, you're going to have to put some money in every year, chimney and foundation work. But the best thing we did was the windows and doors. And it's all Pella. And
absolutely.
We love it. And hopefully we're never going to have to replace them. And it's been, I don't know how many years we've done that, but they're
absolutely
great.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
All right.
What is going on, brother?
If it's going on, Pat knows about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, everything was great until Jim started talking about the amazing window boxes that he has at his house. My wife loves your show now.
Yeah, right? Okay, thank you.
Now all the time just because she likes you.
Thank you.
And she's always wanted window boxes.
Yeah. There you go.
Pat never delivered.
Pat, what's wrong with you?
Careful, because you got to water those. And I'm cheating a little bit this year because watering those things is a pain because you got to water them every day, right? So I kind of went with, they look okay, but they're kind of artificial.
Your flowers?
just on the third floor, because that was, I didn't like carrying water up there. And the other ones are all real, the ones along the fence line, but they are. But I listen to, because I have the windows open, people walk by and, oh my God, look at that. Are those real?
Hey,
and,
Pat, is your wife's name Dawn?
Yes.
Okay, she just texted in. Hi, guys.
Hi, Don.
There she is. I'm not even sure I can go home today. You know,
Don,
I'm going to be honest with you on something, though. I watch, there's one of those HGTV shows I really like. I think it's called Our Town or something. It's this husband and wife down in, like, Arkansas, Todd?
Mississippi.
You're right. And she was out walking with her baby one day.
Yeah.
And she said, she's got that nice little southern accent. I always love looking at one house. And she said, how do you get your flowers so pretty? She says, promise not to tell anybody.
Yeah, right.
They're artificial.
Yeah. It's great. And we did have real flowers in the window boxes, but
yeah.
Anyway.
But even on that show, they admitted they're artificial for the ones up there.
But Don, I think Pat can do this.
I think Pat can handle it.
So do I.
Don.
He's in good shape.
Or do you want me to make you so I can make her some?
John can make the window boxes.
Yeah. Don, we'll take care of you.
But you want to.
Oh, my Lord.
But yeah.
Hey, I can help you out with the flowers, though, Jim, because this weekend, Oshkosh Farmers Market rolls Saturday morning for our first farmers market of the year.
Oh,
terrific.
Cool.
Our outdoor farmers market. And we have got fresh flowers like coming out the truck.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Where are you, Pat? Where is that?
That's right on Main Street.
Oh, right on Main Street. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We block off like five blocks of Main Street. The real fun flat five blocks right in the middle there. And we've got 150 vendors signed up. You know, some of them don't come every week.
Right, right.
Wow.
And it's just a super fun event. This is the 30th year. We're celebrating our 30th year of farmers markets in Oshkosh.
That's phenomenal. That's fantastic.
Hey,
I got to mention, remember I told you the other day, for the first time I've seen, can't think of the name of the movie, with Johnny Depp.
Oh, an Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Right.
The gangster movie.
Yeah.
Private Enemies,
Public Enemies. But anyway, those are actually the downtown buildings, a lot of those scenes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's still there. It's super cool.
Okay. I'd like to see that movie again and then see some of those buildings where they shot that stuff.
Right down where
I was here. Yeah. I was here when they did it. My daughter was still here in high school and we would come down and watch all the shooting and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, we got away from that in Wisconsin. I think it had a little bit to do with tax credits, but that really got a lot of ink. And I know that the restaurants in Oshkosh really enjoyed when Depp and his crew would stop in. Good tippers. Yeah. And that was a big, big deal for Oshkosh. Hey, your farmer's market, and that is a great way to start your day, right? On the weekend, people are so friendly, and it's such a variety of things. 130 booths, that's a lot.
It's a lot of booths. And so, you know, Don and I are like 8 a.m. people. So it opens at 8. We want to be there right at 8, you know, cruise through, let's be honest, we're really there for the egg rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make a play of microgreens and baby mushrooms and radish and asparagus, but we're really there for the egg rolls.
Hey, do me a favor, though. Don't leave them in your car.
Jim told the story today.
Somebody gave him a bunch of egg rolls, and he left them in the backseat of his car for the weekend, and his entire garage reeked.
It was like 90. Wow. I know. That was my bad. And I love egg rolls, too. Although I didn't really want them after that for a few weeks. You know what I mean?
A few weeks? I mean, a few years.
I know your farmer's market. What I like about, and I think they do this in Oshkosh, although I have to, Johnny and I got to get down there. When they sell you some of the things and you want to cook that afternoon, they share good recipes with you too. Some of these vendors, it's just like you can't be talking to anybody better. They not only grew this stuff, but this is how you should cook this asparagus or whatever you're buying.
Isn't that the fun of it?
Love
is
it.
Talking to the person who actually had the passion to start the farm, grow the asparagus, and now they brought it to you.
Uh-huh.
Like they harvested it, literally this morning.
Right.
You know, they're picking it.
And the people with the mushrooms and the garlic and I like cooking.
Were you here last Friday? So Michelle from the farmer's market was here. It sounds like Mino had some kind of unauthorized day off or something.
Mino was gone last Friday.
Oh, yes,
we had Michelle on from the farmer's market.
Right. Yeah, we did talk about, and Johnny wants to grow mushrooms.
Wild mushrooms.
But she caught on right away. Not
what?
They don't sell the kind you smoke. They sell the kind that you eat.
God.
So
I don't think people smoke mushrooms, do they? Is that how they take them?
You eat them, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I just know that it's a
cigar. Panama Red, why don't you go back to the weed in Two Rivers?
Let's just get a baby.
I apologize. You had to
the flowers, the fresh vegetables. I think that's what Oshkosh has, and they do a great job of it.
Yes.
So 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, it kicks off the 30th Farmer's Market. Do you guys have entertainment down there, too, a little bit?
Yeah, we do.
You do.
Yeah,
okay.
Right in the middle, we have this Saturday, Sly Joe will be there, who's, you know, kind of a local Fox Valley favorite. But every week they have different artists. Michelle's favorite is coming in 2 weeks. And it's all this is on our Discover Oshkosh. If you just go to discoveroshkosh.com, all of the events are in there. Michelle's favorite group is the Bagpiper Sons of Barley or something. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Todd.
Oh, she's going to be unhappy.
Let me look it up.
I love bagpipes. Bagpipes are my favorite instrument.
No, I think they're sad.
They're not sad, Jim. Funerals. They're inspiring. Bagpipes are inspiring. You ever hear old Danny Boy it's phenomenal. Yeah,
is that an uplifting song?
AC/DC playing bagpipes? No. Come on.
I'm a big bagpipes. Mm. If they ever had a bagpipe like concert, I would go to it. I'm serious. I love bagpipes.
Don't you think
they're going to be here? They're going to be here in 2 weeks.
Wow.
In
fact,
all right.
I'll be back in 2 weeks so I can remind you.
Okay.
That.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be awesome. If they're in town, get them on with us.
Oh my Lord.
We'd love it.
Okay. Michelle, my new farmer's market friend, is going to be excited. Oh, I want to show up like with a whole bagpipe like group.
Yes.
Here.
Can we all come and wear kilts?
Yes, I'll wear a kilt.
I've got one.
I got good legs.
You really have a kilt.
This is spiraling.
Gotta get some sun on them, but they're stocky.
I don't know. Maybe no kilt.
Maybe no kilt.
We'll pass. Okay, good. I'm back in.
Yeah.
Back in.
All right. You can wear your lederhosen.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something for you, man. This weekend is the Masters Walleye Circuit. Here on Lake Winnebago.
Huge.
Now, I don't know if you guys are walleye guys, but you know that Lake Winnebago is revered throughout the walleye community as one of the top
in
the country. And so they'll be here Friday and Saturday. So I'm fortunate. I live over by Lake Winnebago and I get to see the rigs coming because they start they're practicing today.
I've done probably 25 years worth of the pro-ams. Where the guys would take out like a local media type person to do it. And it's fascinating with these guys. It really is fascinating. But the big place was the muds, you know, the mud flats on Winnebago.
Yes.
We'd go there a lot and catch just some beautiful fish.
Is it a contest then?
Yeah.
Okay. We did that here. Remember when we did that in Cabela's?
Yeah.
The grand prize was like a boat and a tree. It was unbelievable what they gave. I know they took you media guys out there, but they did take the mayor out too. And that's unbelievable. How fast when they hit the
absolutely.
Well, they're scouting out their spots right now. That's exactly what they're doing today.
Pre-fishing.
Yep.
It's so fun. So when they start at, I think it's 7, right? 7 a.m. is when they start the tournament. And you know they've got those two big outboards on the back.
Right.
100
they
boats.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Hitting those outboards all at the same time. Yeah. It's a roar.
It's really something fun to see. It really is.
And so you were on one of those boats, John, and got to ride out there and go to the secret spot.
Oh, yeah. Did it lots of times. But you know, another one that you're talking about that I remember, I forget who it was. I want to say might be more Door County-ish. They would have largemouth bass tournament, which is unusual because usually you have a lot of bass tournament, but this was largemouth. Well, these guys use basically speedboats, like legitimate speedboats. And it's that same thing. You go from 0 to 60 in nothing, and then they put on the brakes basically, and
you're right there
hanging on because they want to get that water or that bait in the water as quick as possible before anybody else. That's a part of the fun of it.
So that's are you going out on a boat or
you're a spectator? No, I'm not. All right. So what happens that's really fun is on Friday and Saturday they come back for the weigh-in.
Right.
At 3 p.m. And if you go, you know, to where all the boats are and weighing in, you're there with these are the pro fishermen that you see on the Saturday fishing shows and stuff. You know, they all got their suits on and stuff. And it is a slice of life there.
Fellas. Did you see what happened in Cleveland last year at the Lake Erie circuit where those guys put lead weights in the fish? They went to prison.
They did. You guys
they went to big boy prison.
Yeah. They take that very, very seriously. Yeah. And they get the largest fish. And what do they get? Four of them? Is that what it works? You weigh in four fish to get your 25 pounds or something?
Yeah, whatever the contest is. Yeah.
And that's a great thing because they race back like a bat out of hell too. And it's really exciting because it comes so close, right?
Oh, they'll
and
take it to the last minute.
Right. But I'm saying the weigh
in. By the ounces sometimes.
It's pretty exciting.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a cool event to go to. Bring the kids. That's a great event.
No, it really truly is.
Just to see the boats.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, these are John, come on. These rigs, it has to be $250,000.
It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling.
And then walk around.
But then they have the big sponsorship.
And then walk around the trucks that brought the boats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool, too.
Yeah, it's really something else. It's really cool. Hey, Pat, we really enjoy having you on here. This has been fun. It always is.
And we want to get a date down there. We want you to take us around in Oshkosh on one of our travel dates, because there's so much going on in Oshkosh. We want to get down
and bring Dawn with you. She sounds like fun.
Yes, more fun.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Excellent.
Me and Todd and Dawn are here. We're just waiting for you.
All right. Absolutely phenomenal.
We're doing it.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Keep rocking, man. You're doing it great.
Farmer's Market.
Come on.
All right.
Absolutely. We're going to send a quick break back after this.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor. Wrap it up here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Little chilly, but not bad. 54 in Oshkosh, 53 in Appleton, 50 in Green Bay. Man, we've had some good guests again today, haven't we?
I mean, Todd is...
Well, we had to because the show started off so horribly with bean trivia. Good God.
All right.
In the history of radio...
I'm not volunteering
anymore. Has there ever been a worse segment
Jim,
than
it's the best.
Know Your Beans? Ever!
That actually sounds like something Letterman would have done
does,
back
right?
in the day.
It does, right? It does. It sounds like a Letterman skit. Know Your Beans.
Okay, but just, did you learn something, John?
Nope.
Okay, what's spilling? Next week, can we do Know Your Luncheon Meat?
I could do that. I could find anything.
Know Your Pigs in a Blanket.
We know that spilling, you know, spilling the beans was had to do with voting.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
But I think, as I will say this, so we pounded you pretty hard there for a while when you thought eggs or pigs in a blanket were... This thing with cabbage and yada, yada, yada.
I'm not wrong.
I know. I mean, people backed you up, is
they
what
did.
I'm saying.
And I appreciate those listeners who defended me.
And Maureen did get back to us.
Oh.
She's the one who gave us that great recipe,
right? Yes, a steak.
She said she'd be more than willing to make us some.
Thank you, Maureen.
And what, look, airtime, whatever you want to promote, your kids' birthdays, whatever, we will... Those sounded so good.
She said it's best with potato dumplings. The gravy from the recipe is awesome. Her mother brought the recipe over from Germany back in 1910.
Wow.
Love the Germans.
And she said, I teach music, and we show the Sound of Music every year to the third graders.
Oh, my.
This is.
Okay. I don't know. Jeez. Is this Donna? Is this
your wife? I was just going to say, let's just do it when John's not here. And you can be my co-host for 3 hours. I love you. This is.
Oh, man. That does sound good. That recipe she had sounded phenomenal.
Dumplings, little
with
sound
the steak
of music,
and the whole thing.
Little German. Ugh.
Chris Elfheim just texted in, by the way. She said she needs to see me in a kilt. I will wear that just for Chris Elfheim.
Okay. And you know the rule with kilts.
What'd she say about me?
She didn't say anything about you.
All right.
All right. And you don't wear anything under the kilt.
Correct.
Don't they?
No.
No, you go.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't
That's
know
the big
that.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not big.
That's all right. Depends who you are.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That's no secret.
How could those guys fight in those?
Real.
Carefully.
From a distance.
Carefully.
From a distance. Cow. That's funny. From a distance.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, anyway, our people know a lot more about us and or more about things than we know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Nothing cool about us. That's a problem.
What, so. Did anybody come in with our Native American names?
No, but which one did they, what did you come up with? White Samurai.
White Samurai.
Careful.
I like it. That's my new name. Yeah. So, you know, another thing, though, today, in talking with Jacqueline there from the National Railroad Museum, when people come here, and again, we keep talking about the drop, but they're going to be shocked that Little Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, whatever you want to call it, that place has something so cool like that. And that really is. I mean, you wouldn't think of Green Bay as a big railroad area for some reason, right. But wow. What they've gotten, their expansion that they're doing, $17 million expansion.
Right.
Incredible.
And I hope that people take advantage of this. As I said, I think there's an additional income for anyone and everyone who wants to make some extra money and so many different things.
We didn't go to that meeting, though, Jim.
John, I don't even know what you're talking about.
At the atrium for vendors for the draft to try to get a spot.
How did we know about that?
I read about it in the paper. Todd?
I think we talked about it on the show, didn't we?
All right, I'm going to City Hall tomorrow at 9.
All right.
I'll figure it out. I'll get you. So we're proposing the Upper Village?
I am.
How many booths? How much were those booths? Anybody
I don't know.
That?
Oh.
Did they do the student thing? Let me learn a little bit more tomorrow. We'll have to do this on Monday, Johnny.
If I took a class in WTC, would I be a student? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I would think so.
No. It's not that easy. I think if a student is going to get a free booth, they have to submit a business plan.
Oh.
And, you know, we want to know where your product's coming from and what your goals are. And,
okay.
You know.
I can handle that.
Okay. We can have Dom, can you get this done? It's due tomorrow.
Yeah. Dom, you got to help me. I'm at a funeral day.
Dom is his kid, right?
Wrap the funeral up in a hurry. I need you.
Use your phone.
Exactly. And also, Ace Champion tonight, once again, an event at the tracks. It's called 713 South Broadway in Green Bay. Man, the music he plays. If you want to just go someplace and just mellow out, go to this place.
Meditate.
Yeah, chill.
Cool stuff.
Phenomenal. I'd like to do that.
It was great.
But I wouldn't want to do it in front of other people.
But we got a table.
Did you lay down on a recliner or anything?
No. But it was very chill. And his wife comes along and plays, what did he call it? You know, those bowls with water in, and you go around and around and different tones.
Oh, they used to have that like the Ed Sullivan show sometimes. Remember that?
Those were plates.
They had the lady with the glasses.
Okay, that's what
she'd play the glasses. And then, she'd play like a symphony with the glasses.
And he harmonizes with his flute with that.
Okay.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, but don't you remember that lady? She was a regular on that. Todd, you know what I'm talking about? She's a regular on that Sullivan show. Mm. She'd play the glasses.
Amanda, everybody's just staring at John.
No, this is legit, people. Somebody help me out here.
The plate guy was on
I remember the water in the glasses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the one. I thought it was a woman.
And she just puts her hand
and she would play music like you can't believe.
Oh, yeah, that's unbelievable.
Sorry, there might be an age gap thing here because all I can think is Miss Congeniality.
No. Oh, yeah. That was in the movie, too. Yes. Okay, Amanda, I have a question for you.
Didn't see
What's your ideal date?
Ideal date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
That was the question. That was the
28th.
April.
It's April 25th.
April 25th. Because when they say, no.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Exactly. Ring it up. Very good. You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, it's actually a good movie.
They asked the question, what's your favorite date?
Well, she was undercover because she thought somebody was going to be murdered at the Miss America pageant. So she went undercover as one of the contestants, but she was actually an FBI agent. Okay?
That's an interesting plot.
Yeah. It was good. It was, what's her name? From The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You would like this movie.
I think I would.
You would absolutely like this movie. Kind of a chick flick, right?
Oh, then he's all over that. Yeah. Then. That's totally up his alley.
I'm there.
Okay. There's a couple of chick flicks I like.
Okay, you did, right.
And you like Barry Manilow.
I like Barry Manilow.
Which, that's a little weird, but okay.
And
it's got William Shatner in it.
Absolutely. What was the name of the movie, The Devil Wears Prada?
You like
with
that
Meryl
too?
With Meryl Streep, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I thought Jim didn't have a man card. Now I'm starting to wonder about you. I'm not kidding.
I'm steering clear of Barry Manilow.
Stanley Tucci was in it. Stanley Tucci.
Oh, he's great.
Who does that great show, Eating Around Italy.
Yeah, he's great.
The Foods of Italy. It's really a good show. Yeah.
cool.
All right.
We got another fun day tomorrow coming up, right?
Absolutely. That's going to be great.
Dennis, can you guys top today, though?
Yes, we will tomorrow.
tomorrow is Know Your Casseroles.
with Jim Schmidt.
I've never offered. I texted Todd last night.
What kind of a bean goes into the green onion casserole?
I've never volunteered.
Thanks,
again.
Everybody. See ya. Out of the red, out of the head, she's saying.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. Or an agonizing deliberation? I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.